Hello, and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio. I'm your host, Dave Micah, Executive Director for South Shore Arts, and my guest today is President of Lakeshore Community Concerts, Carolyn Borchert. Carolyn, welcome.
Thank you for having me here.
It is terrific to have you on. You guys put on some absolutely outstanding musical productions for our community out there. And if I understand correctly, you've been doing this as an organization for, is it more than 75 years? Do I have that right?
Right, 78 years. We started in 1947.
That, to me, every time I see this about your organization, just absolutely amazes me about the longevity that you all as a community organization, a community arts organization, has been able to do. So can you share maybe a little bit about how this all got started and how you got involved?
Basically, we started right after World War II when people didn't have a lot of money and some talented people needed a venue. So our mission became to give the opportunity to people of Northwest Indiana and the environs an opportunity to experience live entertainment, but at an affordable cost. So that's what we've run with for all these years, trying to provide live entertainment that's wonderful and change of pace, and people will get a big charge out of it, you know?
Well, clearly you've lived up to that mission for a long, long time, and so congratulations on that. I've got to ask, in the time you've been involved, what's been your favorite concert? Is there one performance that sort of stands out in your mind over the history you've been involved?
One only, huh? I think I like the Broadway shows, that type of music where you get all the show tunes and everything. Mm-hmm. I think those are my favorite because I kind of grew up on those kind of movie musicals. Mm-hmm. You know, my parents liked those a lot.
Totally understand that. And there is some great music there, without a doubt. And you guys bring in a whole variety of genres, correct? I mean, Broadway music, but you do all sorts of other music.
You are correct. We try to get a lot of different venues. We work with a talent management company called Live On Stage from Nashville, Tennessee. So every August, we have the opportunity to preview 20-plus acts. And then our job as a board is to narrow it down until we get six that we think are amenable to our particular audiences. And then we set about scheduling, trying to between the venue and the entertainer's schedules, you know, to fit it all in. Because, you know, Live On Stage doesn't want Act A to go to Los Angeles this week and next week they're in Massachusetts, right, or whatever. So they try to get a circuit set up for them, which, you know, sometimes the scheduling is more difficult than anything else.
I totally understand that, believe me. Now, and you mentioned you've worked with a variety of venues, and I think this was one where, again, you've got a new venue this year. So can you talk about where your performances are at?
Our performances this year and next year will be at Highland High School. We originally started at Morton High School in Hammond, and then we moved to Munster High School in Munster, but they are going under a complete renovation of their auditorium, and it was down to the cement.
Right.
So Highland graciously took us in until their Munster is ready to roll again. But Highland is wonderful. They have great sound. They have a huge auditorium. And the staff and the kids have been terrific for us.
And I would agree. The auditorium at Highland High School, our symphony is performed there as well, I know, in Northwest Indiana here. And it is a terrific venue for musical performance. Yes. So I think you picked a good one, without a doubt.
Yeah, Matt Dalmasica does a nice job with the sound and with his students who run the stage crew activities. Yeah, they're very good.
That is terrific. So can you talk a little bit? I know we're moving towards the second half or the end of your 24-25 season, correct?
Correct. Yes. Last night we had a window in the wall with Tai Chi, who's from Croatia, and her sister's name is Sonia, and the piano player, Brian, and the guitarist, David. They were very talented. Oh my gosh. She could play so many instruments, and they danced Croatian dance, and she did tap dancing, and she played the accordion, and they had the flute and the guitar, and the pianist was wonderful, and they had a nice repartee, you know, that was very, kept the humor going and kept the show moving.
Your next one, which is the one coming up here in March, is a little different genre. So can you talk about 60s Mania and what you've got coming up with that show?
The one coming up in March is called 60s Mania. And it's just exactly what it says. It's a tribute to the music of the 60s. And they're going to play everything from the Beatles to Woodstock and in between.
Wow.
So it should be a really fun concert. It's March 16th. It's a Sunday. So it's a 2 p.m. matinee, and the doors will open at 1:30. And we expect a nice crowd, and we expect to have a lot of fun.
There are a lot of folks out there that absolutely love 60s music, without a doubt. So my guess is it's pretty popular. Are there tickets left, and how do people get tickets?
Oh, yeah. We have our numbers are 600-plus regular subscribers. Plus, we sell single tickets, and their auditorium holds 1,400.
Wow.
So there's never a worry that you're not going to get a ticket or a seat.
And how do people get tickets? Can they? Is there a website they can go to? They call? What's the method for getting tickets?
Yeah, we have a website, www.lakeshoreconcerts.org. We have that, and we also have buy them at the door. We always have board member volunteers who are willing to take your money and help you in any way they can.
And what is the price of the ticket?
Normally we have 6 concerts a season, and we charge $75, which is $12.50 a ticket. We also offer a $15 add-in to turn your ticket into a family ticket, which is good for the whole family for the whole season. Otherwise, you can buy individual tickets for $30. And we're getting ready to send out the information on our next season, 25-26, and our subscribers will get a mailed brochure that gives them all the acts and the opportunity to sign up and buy it via mail.
So if I have it right, the performance is on Sunday, March 16th. It is a matinee. There will be tickets available at the door for $30,
yes.
Or they can buy, if they don't already have your season tickets, which are incredibly reasonable, they can buy tickets on your website at www.lakeshoreconcerts.org. And they can, it sounds like, sign up for your contact list and even subscriptions online as well, correct?
Right. We encourage them to sign up so that they get the brochures mailed to them, because they would be the first ones to get them. And then we pass them out individually to places and people.
Well, Carolyn, it sounds like it's been a terrific season so far and a great concert coming up. And so best of luck with that. And thank you for being with us today on Eye on the Arts Radio. Thank you to everyone listening to Eye on the Arts Radio.
Okay.
We'll be back again next week to highlight even more arts people, places, and events celebrating the arts across our region.
Thank you very much.